Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang, and Jonathan Brown are made for Melbourne. The Chrissy, Sam, and Brownie podcast.
Now, we all know about scams. Quite often we get email scams as well, but the latest trend has been voicemail scams. And my wife, Kylie, has been receiving a heap of voicemails that sound like this.
There is a lawsuit case is getting filed under your name. The moment you receive this message, I want you to get back to me on my department division number 2-6100-4119. Now if we don't hear from you, we have to issue arrest warrant under your name and get you arrested. So get back to me as soon as possible. Thank you.
Have you received any of those, Samuel?
Only from Clive Palmer, but I haven't. You know, he's taken it up.
He's taken it up a notch,
Banner. So it's like, no, I've got them. But the first time you hear it, sounds pretty official.
It is, eh? Well, Kyle's rang me in a panic.
Are you joking? It sounds like Stephen Hawking has called you and said...
From beyond the grave. Yeah.
But it is pretty... great to hear it. It does seem real, doesn't it?
No, not...
Until you dig a little bit deeper. But Kyle's rang me in a panic the first time, thinking, I think I'm in trouble.
She didn't think it was you. It's a bit of role play. Spice things up.
No.
Dress up as a policeman.
Too early.
You're under arrest.
Put the nurse's outfit on.
Sorry.
So they're also called...
No one wants to hear about Mum and Dad.
No,
they're also called phishing emails with a PH, Sam.
Oh, yeah, like phishing voicemail.
Phishing, catfishing, all these sorts of things.
I'd love to be catfished.
But astonishingly, though, Michaela... Or Bannis,
yeah.
Came in this morning and said, you wouldn't believe it, I've been getting these scam voicemails.
Hello, this is a call from the ATO, and we are aware that you are working on radio this morning. Unlike the big fella beside you, you must declare your income. This is not a cashie. A great example of a cashie is the time that Jonathan Brown kicked 10 goals in a masterful display against the Carlton Blues. Now that you have heard this spectacular story, please deposit $500. If not, you will get arrested.
Wow.
I was freaking out. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
I can imagine.
She just kept hitting once. You wanted to hear about the 10 goals. 500.
I googled it immediately. No
one wants to hear that.
She's a New Zealander.
And I'd also like to declare that I'm unemployed, so I don't have any income. You're welcome.
But that wasn't the only one she received.
What?
There's more.
This is a call from the ATO. Please deposit $500 for the privilege of working with Sam Pang today. Please refer to him as the national brand on arrival. Failure to do this will see you arrested immediately. An additional tax has also been docked from your pay because Sam will be in studio for the full 3 hours of the show. Refrain from making eye contact with Sam and stay out of his way. Have a nice day.
It's a nice touch at the end.
I stand by all that, by the way, but you'd be...
I've already looked you in the eye. Oh, boy.
That's going to cost you, Bannis.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie, Ripper Show will be back tomorrow. Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. It's a weekend.
Get more Chrissy, Sam and Brownie on Facebook and Instagram. Made for Melbourne. Nova.